And welcome in, everybody, to another edition of the Future Blue podcast on the Fans First Sports Network. My name is Vaughn Lozon, and joining me today, as always, my co-host here, Mason Brew recruiting writer John Simmons. John, we've got quite a bit to talk about, so we'll hop into it after our little introduction here. But, it's sunny over here. I think the winter weather, I think we're finally past all this. How you doing over there in beautiful New York City?
Same. It's nice and warm, 50s, maybe even touching 60. So, yeah, I'm glad that I think the winter weather's finally gone after a couple of March storms.
Yeah, spring is finally here. We're full swing into March Madness. We're full swing into the rest of the spring sports with Michigan hockey getting to the NCAA tournament, winning the Big Ten tournament championship, and just a lot of stuff going on, and the nice weather being around. That's always good to see with the sun shining. But we are going to talk about another revolution here that goes on during the spring season. That's a lot of visits. We've got a lot of visitors coming in this weekend, a lot of high-end talent on the defensive side of the ball. But first, we are going to actually go back to this past weekend where the Wolverines, again, were hosting a ton of high-end talent in the 24 class, the 25 class. But the one commitment from this past weekend actually came from a prospect in the 2023 class. Yeah, we're going all the way back to the previous cycle, and we are talking about 2023 four-star defensive back Brandon Hillman. He committed to Michigan on Sunday afternoon during his official visit. And if you recall reading MaizeandBrew.com last week, you would have saw the story that we had up on Brandon Hillman, a former Notre Dame signee. He was granted a release from his national letter of intent. And then just 1 week later, officially visits Michigan and announces his commitment on Twitter. Since he reopened his recruitment and was granted that release from Notre Dame, he also had other offers from Ohio State, USC, LSU, Wisconsin, Cincinnati, a few others in there as well. He is 6'1", 191 pounds. He's ranked 214th overall on the composite, the number 9 athlete in the class, and the number 5 player from the state of Virginia. He hails from Portsmouth, Virginia. So and in 24/7's personal rankings, he's even higher, ranked number 130th overall on their ranking. So, John, I mean, this one developed rather quickly, reopened his recruitment, got the Michigan offer literally the next day, planned his official visit, and it sounded like he had other visits lined up as well. It sounded like it was going to be a Michigan-Ohio State battle, but Jay Harbaugh and the Wolverines were able to convince him to just lock it in, commit, and then he ended up signing his letter of intent that same day for the University of Michigan. So just a really big pickup very late into the process here, and one that you probably wouldn't have anticipated happening so quickly. So just take me through your thoughts, John, on how fast this developed and Hillman as a prospect and how they were able to get this done rather quickly here.
Yeah, it was nice to see Michigan finally be able to take advantage of one of these situations. Usually that they're the ones that end up being hurt because a player leaves or can't get into school and something happens, and then they lose out on a top guy. But this time they're able to steal a very talented prospect from one of their rivals, so that's always great. And you're right, it happened very quickly. I think it's a really strong sign. Like, I think it's a really good sign that he did have an official visit planned to Ohio State. It sounds like he never solidified the actual date. Originally he was planning to do it on the Sunday, just going straight from Michigan to Ohio State or the next weekend. But Jay Harbaugh didn't let him leave campus without signing that NLI. So I think that's a really good push by the staff there to lock him up. And, you know, he's going to be a really good safety prospect, which is something that the 23 class needed. They didn't have any like pure safeties that they took. Just a lot of, you know, secondary type players like DeJuan Waller or someone like that that could eventually, you know, slot into that spot. But it's nice to have someone that'll be there from day one in the position room. And, you know, he'll be getting on campus in June and doing all that summer workouts and stuff. So I think it's a great late addition and a good surprise to kind of nudge up Michigan's 23 class a little higher.
Yeah, you hit on a few points that I was going to talk about. Really good points there. First of all, about the defensive backfield in this 23 class. They didn't have a true safety, like you mentioned. Jair Hill is a cornerback all the way. Cam Calhoun is a cornerback all the way. You mentioned DeJuan Waller. He's a flex guy. He could be a safety, could be a cornerback. You don't really know what he's going to play at the next level. Perhaps Jason Hewlett slides into the safety position. I think he's probably more likely going to play linebacker than anything. So it's really good to get him on board, Brandon Hillman, just to have one guaranteed body in the safety room, and kind of buys you a little bit of insurance as far as the 24 class as well. You definitely don't have to strike gold and take a couple guys at the safety position in the 24 class. If you want to just take one, or, you know, I guess you could still take two true safeties in the 24 class, but getting a guy like Hillman to commit really helps you out in that regard, as far as just figuring out the scholarship situation and who you're going to take as commitments in the following classes here. So yeah, really a highly regarded prospect, and certainly will be a good addition to the program this summer when he enrolls. So he is the fifth highest ranked recruit in Michigan's 23 class. He's slotted behind running back Cole Cabana, Jair Hill, who I had just mentioned, and then Carmelo English, the wide receiver, and of course the top-ranked prospect in the 23 class for the Wolverines. That's defensive lineman Eno Etta. So, yeah, in regards to the class ranking, that actually didn't change at all. It's still 19th overall for 24s, 24/7's rankings, 17 on the composite. So not really a whole lot of fluctuation as far as the recruiting rankings goes, but to get a guy of his caliber so late into the game here, and to get him to sign, I think that was a really good on Jay Harbaugh's part, really good on Michigan's part, to be able to get a guy that was originally going to go to one of your rivals, and your top competition in this recruitment was another one of your rivals, and the biggest rival, Ohio State. So really, really good pickup here. Really solid addition overall to the defensive backfield here. I really like this addition. He's a really, really good player. Go watch his film if you haven't. It's a pretty good stuff. He plays quarterback and defensive back at his high school. So interesting tape, to say the least. But let's move on, John, to the guys who are going to be visiting or have already visited, because it's going to be another busy week here in recruiting for Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines. And I guess by the time that this podcast comes out, they will have just finished hosting a couple top targets in the 24 and 25 class. So we'll talk about these midweek visitors first, and then we'll move on to the weekend guys. So let's talk about these two in-state players who stopped by on Tuesday. They are 2024 four-star linebacker Jeremiah Beasley and 2025 five-star quarterback Bryce Underwood. So these guys are teammates at Belleville High School. Beasley is 6'1", 210 pounds, number 250 overall on the composite, a number six player in the state of Michigan, so highly regarded prospect. He's also seriously considering Michigan State, Penn State, Kentucky, Tennessee, a few others in the mix as well. He had originally had a commitment date of March 15th, clearly has not done that because we're in the March 20s at this point. So he's pushed that back to the month of June. So that is really good news for Michigan. They need to pick up some more steam in this one if they want a shot at landing him. Clink Scale is putting in a ton of work in this recruitment, as is Chris Partridge. And as far as Underwood goes, number one QB in the country in the 25 class, number three player overall in the class at 6'2", 200 pounds. Certainly one of the few prospects at the top of essentially every school's board in this class. And this is a quick return visit for him as he just visited Michigan a couple weekends ago. So that's really, really positive to see there. He was very open about his first impressions about Kirk Campbell, the new quarterback's coach. Very positive overall messaging between both him and his father regarding Kirk Campbell. So that is really nice to see. And to make a return trip so fast, John, is a really, really good news here for Michigan. So I wanted to get your thoughts on both of these guys returning to Michigan so soon, because Beasley also visited semi-recently, but especially Underwood. He and his father, like I said, very transparent with their comments about Kirk Campbell and how they like him, and also very transparent with how they felt about Matt Weiss, the old quarterback's coach, and how he wasn't much of a recruiter, didn't build a relationship with Underwood. So to have Kirk Campbell now in Michigan's corner, really, really nice to see. And it seems like a flame has been lit for the program when it comes to connecting with quarterbacks on the recruiting trail. So wanted to get your thoughts on all of that. And then with Beasley returning as well, what you think their chances are with him too.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing that just this one visit with Underwood meeting Campbell seems to launch Michigan from kind of not really being a factor in his recruitment at all to them being right in the thick of it, I'd say. I think getting him back on campus so soon really shows that Underwood is taking the Wolverines seriously right now and probably wants to spend more time with Campbell and get to know him. And is, I think, a little more excited about Michigan now at this point. So, you know, that's really positive news because before this transition happened, the consensus opinion was just like, there's no shot. Michigan shouldn't really even bother trying at this point. You know, LSU seemed to be jumping out ahead. Ohio State, USC, like these big schools, were all doing a lot better with them. But just overnight, basically, Kirk Campbell has put Michigan in the thick of things here. And you saw, you know, Belleville's head coach taking pictures with Harbaugh at practice and stuff on campus, which was good to see that those relations with the high school have finally been repaired. I think getting someone like Beasley and Underwood would really just create a pipeline even with that school. And, you know, you've seen how Chris Partridge has really prioritized Beasley since he's gotten here. And I think getting him in the fold will be great for the linebacker room and helping Michigan land Underwood in the next class. So I think it's going to be really positive if they can get him in the class. And I think Michigan eventually does. Beasley, that is. Underwood, I still think, is going to be a much longer recruitment to play out.
Yeah, it's going to take a little bit of work and time for sure with him, because that's very much going to be a recruitment that spans from coast to coast, whether it's a Pac-12 school or an ACC, SEC. I think it's going to – he's got options for sure, Underwood for sure. But, with Beasley, I think Michigan's got a shot. The only thing that kind of gives me any sort of reservation is the fact that his brother plays for Michigan State. I think that's kind of lending a helping hand to the Spartans in that recruitment, but pushing everything back to the month of June, it sounds like, is definitely doing Michigan a solid as well. And yeah, you mentioned the fact that the photo circulating on Twitter of Harbaugh having a positive interaction, it looked like, with the new head coach of Belleville, DeJuan Rogers, that was really, really nice to see. And the caption was, it was great talking to Coach Harbaugh. This is to the future. Great things are ahead of us. So that's really good to see compared to Belleville's old head coach, Crowell. It was not all sunshine and rainbows in that one for sure. So yeah, I think getting both these guys back on campus so soon, really positive news, especially with Underwood. That one has a long way to go, but I feel a little bit better regarding that one moving forward with Kirk Campbell and Jim Harbaugh kind of ramping up the quarterback recruiting, and especially Campbell. He's been killing it on the recruiting trails so far. Let's get to a guy, or I guess the rest of the players that we'll talk about here are going to be visiting this weekend. And we're just going to, you know, kind of like how we always do it, John, just go from top ranked guy all the way down. And let's just start with the number 71st overall ranked player in the 2024 class. And that's four-star linebacker, I guess, slash safety, Zaquon Patterson. He's 6 foot, 185 pounds. He's from Hollywood, Florida. Along with being number 71 overall, he's also the number 5 ranked linebacker and the number 13th player from the state of Florida. He's being recruited by a ton of really top tier schools: Georgia, Bama, Ohio State, Notre Dame, Penn State, Tennessee, Texas. You kind of get the picture here. He's teammates with 2025 four-star cornerback commit Chris Ewald, who's also going to be on campus this weekend. So hopefully he can be a bug in Patterson's ear and get him to strongly consider Michigan more moving forward. I strongly anticipate that happening. He's been a strong advocate for Michigan since he committed to the Wolverines a few months back. So, John, Patterson, he's a versatile defensive defensive prospect, I guess, who can play defensive back. He can play linebacker, mainly being recruited by Michigan to play at the safety position. He's taken other visits this offseason to Florida State and Miami. He's from the state of Florida, so that kind of gives me a little bit of a pause. It seems like he might be more likely to end up down south, but I think having Ewald on the visit with him is going to give Michigan at least a puncher's chance in this one moving forward, and hopefully they get him back up on an official visit later this year. I think that's really going to be the key, kind of like what we've been talking about with a lot of these other prospects who have been unofficially visiting this month. What do you think about this recruitment and Michigan's shot moving forward with him?
Yeah, to me, as long as Michigan has Chris Ewald committed in their class, they'll be a factor for Patterson. I think if Ewald decommits or something, I don't think they'll have as good of a shot. I don't think they're, you know, quite a package deal per se, but they do go on their seemingly like all of their visits together. They're obviously really close. You know, Ewald was taking those visits to Miami and Florida State with Patterson, and he's going to be up here in Michigan. So I kind of think that those two are going to end up at the same school. So if Ewald stays committed and is pushing Michigan the whole time and kind of shuts down his recruitment a little bit more, then I would say Michigan has a really good shot. But if not, then I think that he's going to focus his attention at the schools down south a little bit more.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, man. I think it's really going to boil down to how much Ewald is able to convince him that Michigan is the spot for him. And I guess the only bad thing about this is that Ewald is a class after him, so he won't even be on campus with Patterson if he does end up committing to Michigan. It would be a year later, and that's even if he ends up staying true to his verbal commitment. A lot can play out. I'm not saying he's going to decommit or anything, but just saying that it has happened. And would it shock me if that happened? No, it would not. So it's not really that it's not like a 24 prospect convincing another 24 prospect at the same school to go to Michigan or anything like that. So, yeah, I think we'll get a better sense out of this recruitment after the weekend. And if he ends up taking an official visit later this summer or, you know, however long he extends his recruitment, I think that would be the key to staying in it long term here. Another big time safety in the 24 class that Michigan's going to have on campus this weekend is four-star Jordan Johnson Rubel. He is 5'10", 180 pounds, number 87 overall on the composite, number 7 at the safety position, and number 15 from the state of Florida. He plays at IMG Academy, is originally from Texas, so he's also strongly considering University of Texas, along with TCU, Ohio State, some others in there as well. He's taken unofficial visits this spring so far to Texas and TCU, and he has locked in official visits with both of those schools already for the month of June. And the Longhorns recently picked up a crystal ball prediction to land him. So it looks like they've got the lead heading into those summer official visits. So, John, for me, for this one, this seems like a major, major long shot. But the Wolverines are going to get a chance at getting one of his three remaining official visits that have yet to be scheduled. So I guess anything can happen in recruiting, so you may as well swing for the fences with one of the best defensive backs in the country. But as of right now, I'm not feeling very good about this recruitment regarding Michigan's chances. What do you think?
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. Just being a Southern kid at IMG Academy with lots of these other big Southern schools going after him, I think the one positive in Michigan's favor here is that pretty soon that Michigan just offered back in January, and basically as soon as they offered, he set up this unofficial visit. So I think he does have some interest and familiarity with the program that would lead him to do that. So, you know, maybe he gets to Michigan and is that type of kid that is, you know, blown away with the facilities and the reputation of the school and the program and everything. And Michigan may have a better shot then. But so I think a lot will depend on this visit if Michigan ends up sticking in this race for long or not.
Support for our podcast comes from Manscaped and Home Field Apparel. Guys, for Manscaped, it's finally here. They now sell beard products, revolutionizing men's grooming once again with the brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. From a beard trim to a fresh shave, technology behind the Beard Hedger Pro Kit allows you to shape your signature beard look. It all starts with that beard hedger. You get 20 hair cutting lengths all in one guard, so no more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. Grooming your face has never been so easy, guys, and you can do it in the shower. It's waterproof. So go to manscaped.com, grab that Beard Hedger Pro Kit, and use our promo code MNB20. You'll get 20% off your order at manscaped.com. And I want to take a quick moment to shout out Home Field Apparel. In case you're not familiar with them, they are a premium collegiate apparel brand based out of Indianapolis. It is comfy, officially licensed gear. And the cool thing about them is they study the history, traditions, and legacy of every school. And with all of that, they create thoughtful designs that tell the unique story of each university. And they've got some brand new Michigan designs that you will not find anywhere else. T-shirts, hoodies, crew necks, whatever you need, they've got it. So if you want some brand new, good-looking Michigan swag, head over to homefieldapparel.com. We got a promo code with them as well. It is Michigan15, and you'll get 15% off your entire first order at homefieldapparel.com. Now let's talk about a couple more guys here, John, that are going to be visiting this weekend. And this guy really intrigues me, also on the defensive side of the ball, much like all of these guys have pretty much been that we've talked about today. 2024 four-star linebacker Jordan Lockhart. He is 6'3", 230 pounds. He's from St. John Bosco High School in Bellflower, California. Number 346 overall on the composite, number 28 at the linebacker position. He was originally committed to Chris Partridge at Ole Miss, and is now looking for a new collegiate home after decommitting back on March 5th. He is also strongly considering Alabama, where he unofficially visited recently, and he is also considering USC. He's also picked up other recent offers from Tennessee, Oklahoma, and Texas A&M. So, John, the Wolverines offered him quite literally the day after he decommitted from Ole Miss. Partridge not wasting a whole lot of time there before he began recruiting Lockhart for a second school. So if he does commit to him once, he surely can do it again, right? I mean, I do think Alabama is going to be tough to beat in this recruitment, but you know, I think anything can happen, and he's visiting, he's familiar with Partridge, and Michigan's going to get their opportunity this weekend on this unofficial visit. It sounds like he wants to wrap this thing up pretty soon, so we'll see if they can, I mean, maybe do what they did with Brandon Hillman last weekend and just get him to shut it down entirely. I don't feel as confident with Lockhart doing it as with Hillman last weekend, but well, what are your thoughts on Jordan Lockhart? You know, this one is kind of developing rather quickly as well. They just offered him just a couple weeks ago, now getting on campus for the first time. I think we'll know a lot more about this one after the weekend too, but I think Michigan's got a good chance. What do you think?
I think so too. I mean, just the fact that he decommitted from Ole Miss pretty soon after Partridge left for Michigan, I think indicates that Partridge is the reason that he picked Ole Miss, or is at least a large part of the reason. So now that he's at Michigan, I think that Lockhart is going to consider them pretty heavily. The Alabama interest does definitely worry me a bit. He has a lot of top schools going after him, so it may not be a total layup, but I could also see Partridge convincing him to join him again and end up committing to Michigan. So I guess we'll see.
I mean, anytime you got Nick Saban recruiting you too, it's kind of hard to say no to him being the GOAT college football head coach. But you know what? I mean, he did it once. He committed to Chris Partridge once already. He can certainly do it again. And I think Michigan is going to have a really, really good chance with this one. No crystal ball predictions in as of right now, but at least keep your eye out for this recruitment moving forward. I think Michigan will certainly make a move after this weekend if all goes right with, meeting up with Harbaugh and everybody else, getting the academic tour and everything else that goes into a visit with the University of Michigan. Let's talk about, we get an offensive player in the 2024 class that we can talk about. And I think kind of like with Lockhart, but even more so, I think Michigan's got a very, very good chance with this prospect that we are going to end the podcast with. Also visiting this weekend is 2024 four-star wide receiver Amarion Stewart. And he has been a frequent visitor of Ann Arbor in recent months. Excuse me. So this is yet another trip for him to the University of Michigan. He's 6'1", 180 pounds from Chicago, Illinois. He's number 302 overall on the composite. Already some crystal balls in for the Wolverines. So they are clearly, in my opinion, the team to beat in this recruitment. He's got other offers from Tennessee, Illinois, Miami, Cal, I know is one of his top schools as well. Some others in there as well. But I don't really know, John, I don't really know who would be in second place at this point. And quite honestly, I'm kind of shocked that he hasn't just committed up to this point, considering his positive impressions and the sheer amount of times he's taken trips to Ann Arbor. His most recent visit was just a couple months back for one of those junior days in January. So already his second time on campus this year. So, I mean, John, I'm just going to ask you straight up, like, what's it going to take for this kid to commit? I feel like he's already kind of like a silent given all the times that he's been to Ann Arbor. And I understand that he's taken other visits to other schools as well, but it would just be really good to get him locked into this class. He's a good player at a position that Michigan's going to take probably three of at the very least. So, I mean, what do you think, man? What do you think it's going to take for him to commit? How soon do you think this could happen? Because I'm shocked it hasn't happened already.
Yeah, I think that a Jaden Davis commitment could definitely get him to pull the trigger. But I think even without him, he should end up at Michigan regardless with how many times he's been on campus and everything. So I'm not sure what's holding him back besides that. Maybe he's coming up to commit this weekend. That would be good. Since we haven't had that many on-campus commitments during these visits, I just can't imagine you seeing like him taking officials in the June or dragging it out that far. I think that would be a failure on the Michigan staff to not be able to close it out if it gets to that point. So hopefully they can get him going early and commit, and maybe he can help convince Jaden Davis to come to Ann Arbor too.
Hey, man, I mean, whatever works. I mean, whether it's he commits first and then Davis or vice versa, I'm good with either one. I mean, he's a good player in this class. They've been recruiting him for quite a long time. He's certainly one of the top wide receivers on their board for Ron Bellamy. So, yeah, it would be really nice if he just came up this weekend and finally gave a public commitment. That would be really nice for the class moving forward because he's a solid talent. So, at the very least, it's good to get him back on campus regardless, even if he doesn't commit this weekend, takes it, you know, a couple months more, does some official visits. We'll see what happens, but good to get him back on campus nonetheless. So that's all we got for this week, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at @Vaughn_Lozon. Follow John at @Simmons_John. And the new podcast network that we're a part of, Fans First Sports Network, you can follow them on Twitter at @FansFirstSN. And, you know, we're still posting articles on Maize and Brew. We're not a part of their podcast network anymore with SB Nation, but, you know, give us a follow on Maize and Brew as well on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff. And, go check out all of our, all the stories that we post, every day on maizeandbrew.com. And please give us a subscription on the Fans First Sports Network if you haven't already. And 5-star reviews on the podcast would certainly be appreciated as well. For John Simmons, I'm Vaughn Lozon. We'll be back next week with another edition of Future Blue.